The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Minute with Mary. It's a podcast dedicated to network marketing and unleashing your confidence. So crank up the volume, get out your notepad, and let's turn your side hustle into the business of your dreams. Hey everybody, how's it going? My name is Mary Larson. I'm an independent unique presenter and the host of this podcast. And not gonna lie, I'm feeling a little stale, a little like boring, a little stuck. And if you've ever felt those feelings too, please, please, please tune into this episode, but also reach out to me and let me know if something's worked for you. So basically, this episode is because myself and other members of my team, I've been feeling a little stuck, and there are things that I think we can be doing and things that I've been trying to do that have been reviving us back to life, you know? And so here we are, November of 2019, which is a huge sales month, right? November's a big time, and this is when you want to be hitting the ground running and you do not want to feel stale. Basically, you never want to feel stale. So how do we combat that? Well, that's what this episode's about. But before we get into the rest of the show, I would love to invite you to subscribe to this podcast. You can do that on any podcatcher of your choice. So if you have an iPhone, there's actually a podcast app built in. It's like this purple icon. It's really great. It's cute. Just search the word podcast. You got it. Or if you're on Androids, you can use apps like Stitcher. There's all sorts of podcast apps. Just search the word Minute with Mary. You can also follow me at minutewithmary.com or by searching Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. I'm there. Search Minute with Mary or the hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you're listening to this and you are not yet a presenter and you're thinking about it, hey, come on in. The water's fine. I'm going to love to meet you. You can learn more by heading to joinminutewithmary.com. All right, let's get into the show. Beep, beep, friends. Anyone else on the struggle bus? Because I've been there. I've been there for a while. So even though I am elite green status in our company, which is an amazing status, guys, it is so fun. It's got lots of great perks. I've been invited out to corporate, been able to see headquarters, see the warehouse, do all these cool things. I have a dynamic team of women who, and men. We've got, you know what? We have a dynamic team. We'll leave it at that. We've got a dynamic team rocking and rolling their businesses. But I myself have been at my same status now for 2 years. It is November 2019, and I hit elite green status for the first time in November of 2017. And when I sat down and I looked at that, and I realized that it's been 2 years that I've been at this position, I had a lot of negative words in my mind. I had the word stuck and stale and, you know, what am I supposed to be doing differently? And I just got really down on myself. And that's tough. That's really tough when you get down in your business, because what I have found is that when I get emotionally, mentally down on my business, it doesn't just affect my business then. It affects my team probably the next month. And it affects my sales the 2 months later. It's weird. It's this real trickle down effect. And because of that, I've had to work hard on myself to not allow myself to have that negative mindset of being stale or being stuck for more than a day. Like if I notice it and I do kind of like, I keep myself in check, I say, all right, self, if you're going to be a Debbie Downer, your team's going to realize it and they're going to struggle the following month. And then your customers are going to realize it. And for the next 3 months, your sales are going to realize it. So pick yourself up. Allow yourself to have your pity party for one day and say, all right, what are we going to do to change this? And that's what I've done. And that's why I'm having this podcast episode, because I need to be real and raw and honest with you. Not every day is sunshine and roses and amazingly huge checks. There are some days you sit there and you feel like you've done all the things and you haven't gotten a single sale, or nobody's saying yes to being your affiliate, and you just worry that this is not going the way that you want it to go. Okay, so here's some things that you can first do. First and foremost, take a deep breath and know that this is okay and that we all go through this. And I myself, I'm someone who loves goals and I love like timetables. And this is very different. This isn't a job that you can just kind of clock in 9 to 5 and mission accomplished, right? This is a long-term game. And to first wrap your mind around that is important, that this is the long game. This is the marathon. Yes, when you sell something, it's awesome. You get that check 3 hours later and you feel like, you know, you're on top of the world. But the long game for this is building your team, building relationships with your customers, is helping people, is helping even empower yourself, right? So it's a long game. So allow yourself to have these peaks and these valleys. It's going to help you just grow stronger. Once you've done that and you've given yourself some time and space, I want you to think about what you have been doing. What have you honestly been doing? Have you been doing all the things? Because most likely there are some things that you could just try and try to do a little differently. And we all know the basic things, right? I mean, the pillars of our company are like to book, sell, sponsor, self-development, wash and repeat. So have you been asking people to help you network? Because that's really what affiliates, parties, all that kind of stuff is. When you first enter this company, you hit the ground running with your hot market, your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, you let everybody that you are close with and you know that you've started this beauty business and you're pumped. And for the most part, those people are going to support you. They're going to be excited for you. They're going to like your status and they might buy from you. Some people won't. That's okay. That's just how they are. Bless and release. But your hot market will, the people who are going to support you, they do right away. And then they don't need anything from you. But you know what you need from them? You need their network. You need their friends. So this is when you can sit down, have an honest conversation with yourself. Have you asked your hot network, your close friends, if they would do a party for you? If they would be an affiliate for you? If they would have you come over to their house and have some girlfriends over to do some makeovers? And to let them know that it's not about the sales. That it is not about them having to do anything extravagant, that it's because you need to grow your business and you would like some help networking, that just by them hosting this with you would be the greatest favor. And just be real with them, because I think so often our friends feel bad. You know, they'll say, I don't really know. None of my friends really buy this stuff, or I don't know who would show up. It's like the hostess feels guilty if you don't make hundreds of dollars in commission. And the truth of the matter is that this is the long game. Remember, we need to network to be successful. Once our well has run dry from our hot network, once our sisters bought a mascara and our neighbors bought some foundation, they're not going to be shopping with us anytime soon. But what we do need is to meet your sister's friends, is we need to go to your neighbors and have a beauty bash at their house and do makeovers on their friends, because someone of their friends in their network might want to be a customer of yours, might want to join your team. So I have found being real and honest about it's not about the sales, it is about expanding my network has helped. And if you want some other ideas, think about all the countries that we're in. Think about, heck, if you're in the US, all the 50 states. Sit down and, you know, really figure out how many states do you already have customers in? And then figure out the states that you don't and word it that way. You know, write on your Facebook wall, does anybody have any friends in these 20 states? Because I'm looking to expand my business there. And I would love it if you could introduce me to some people in those states. Bada bing, bada boom. That's what you're asking for. You are being upfront and honest that you want to be introduced to new people. So that's one of the first things I would do, is make sure that you're consistently networking. Go inside groups of things that you are passionate about and make friends in there. Enjoy those conversations. I think one of the hardest things when it does come to networking in this business is we get stuck in the scroll. We're scrolling on Instagram. We're scrolling on Facebook. We're wasting time. If you're sitting here saying, I do not have enough time to network, I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. You have the same amount of hours as myself, as Black Status Level 2 people, as you name it, Superwoman, all right? We all have 24 hours in a day, and there is probably something that you could cut back on, and you can spend 20 minutes a day networking. You could be asking your friends to introduce you to other people. You could be in common interest groups and having engaging conversations there with people who care about the same exact things that you do, and then henceforth you friend request them and now they're your friends. You can even, heck, go to official Facebook pages of things that you care about. Like, for example, if you just signed up for Disney Plus and you're super duper excited and you've been binging and you loved the Lady and the Tramp real action movie, I'm halfway through it, guys. It's flipping phenomenal. Justin Theroux as a dog. Who knew? Who knew that he could still sound so hot? You can go to like the Disney Plus official Facebook page. I don't even know if it exists, but just for example, find other people who are geeking out about the Lady and the Tramp movie, comment, me too, I loved it, and Facebook friend request them. I think we have to, like, if you're stuck and you're stale, but you want this to work for you, you got to take a deep breath and say, I'm going to be serious. I'm going to be serious about this. And yes, you may have a ton of other stuff on your plate. You may have a full-time job. You may have a second-time job. You might have a busy family. You might have illness in your life. But the truth of the matter is that this is the long game. And all you need to do is a little bit of something every single day. If you could do a lot of something every single day, you're going to be seeing those results sooner. You're going to be getting bigger paychecks. But if you consistently do something every day, you're going to not feel stale and you're going to feel accomplished. So in my opinion, consistency is key. Make sure that you're growing your Facebook friend list by a certain amount of people each week, whatever that is to you. If you wanted to get 5 new Facebook friends a week, awesome. If you want to get 100 new Facebook friends a week, awesome. The second thing that I recommend in consistency if you're feeling stale is take a look at your Facebook profile. Are you actually posting at least once a day? Please, please say yes, because if not, honey, that is part of the reason. You are not relevant? Who knows what that word is, but you are not it. I'm not it some days, and that's why I don't even know that bloody word. I was feeling stale, and you know what happened? I stopped posting on Facebook. Start posting on Facebook again. You're showing up on people's news feeds. You're back in their brains again. In addition to posting on Facebook, what should we be posting? Well, I think you should be posting at least 3 times a day. And in that, making sure that it's some of those common interest things that you're trying to Facebook friend people about. So if you're a big Disney fanatic, one of those 3 posts each day better be something about Disney. It could be a meme. It could be what song you're listening to. It could be a screenshot of whatever you're watching on TV. It could be asking people who's already gotten Disney Plus. It should be something to engage with people who have those same common interests. You want to make sure that you are attracting people to you who like the same stuff that you do, because then they're going to accept your Facebook friend request. They're not going to think you're just some weird, random stranger. You're going to have something in common with these people. And you want to know what's really cool? When you have something in common with people already, it makes it even easier when they join your team. Like, how? Think about this. Just go down this tangent with me. You're a Disney fan. You join Disney Plus. Maybe you have a Pinterest board about your Disney dream vacation. You share pictures about it. Maybe you have a cute Christmas ornament with something Disney. You share that some other day. And then, you know, you go into a Disney lovers group and you start talking with people and you Facebook friend request them. They peep on your page. They go on your Facebook page because that's what we all do when strangers Facebook friend request us, right? We say, who the heck is this person? They're going to peep on you and they're going to say, oh my gosh, she likes the same stuff I do. I'll accept that. I'll accept her. She interacted with me. I'll accept it. So then, long game, my friends. This girl could end up digging an eyeshadow quad that you put up that is, you know, Beauty and the Beast inspired. She could end up buying some mascara from you. She ends up loving it. Before you guys know it, you're chatting about the latest videos that you've been streaming off of this new app, and maybe she joins your team. Maybe she becomes one of your best friends and you guys plan a Disney vacation together. Oh my gosh, do you love where I just went on this tangent? But that's what it is. It's the long game. And you don't just want to sit here and say, I want anyone who has a pulse to buy my makeup. I mean, yes, if that's your route, go for it. But in my opinion, it's the long game. And the long game is that you want to find your people. You want to find your tribe. So you want to make sure that your Facebook page is consistently showing things that you care about, because you are going to draw those people to keep looking at your Facebook page. So for me, I've got my certain things. My friends, family, they all know that kind of stuff. And as I meet strangers who now become my friends because we have common interests, it's a lot easier. I don't know the other 90% about this person's personality, but I know that we connect about Outlander. I know that we connect about Harry Potter. And you know what? That's pretty flipping cool. So make sure that you are growing your network. Make sure that you are being consistent on Facebook, ideally posting at least 3 times a day, making sure that you are consistently hitting upon things about your brand. Don't make it overly about unique. I would say every 5th to 10th post maybe should be something unique. But really making sure that you're covering those bases of that brand. I should be able to go on your Facebook page and say, three facts about you. You know, so if you go on my Facebook page, ideally you should be able to say, she's a mom. She likes Harry Potter. She likes Outlander. She likes makeup. She lives in Rhode Island. Like, and she likes tacos. You know what I mean? Like, those are things that I continually talk about because it's branding me, but also I can go out there and I can meet other Rhode Islanders and they'll feel connected. I can meet other Outlander fans and they will feel connected. I can meet other moms and they will feel connected because I'm showing who I am and they also have that commonality with me. So we've got the affiliates. We've got common interest groups. We've got really zhuzhing up that Facebook page, making sure that you're being active. Making Facebook friends with people who you meet in real life. Okay, so maybe you go to the gym. Maybe you go to a convention. Maybe, like, hopefully you're meeting people in real life. Hopefully you're getting out there and you're seeing people at activities that you care about. Maybe you belong to a religious organization. Facebook friend those people. Like, don't be afraid to Facebook friend somebody. I would be afraid if every single post on your wall was unique. If everything on your wall was a sale, 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 buy my mascara. But if you're being a real person, and you connect with someone in real life, ask them, hey, can I friend you on Facebook? Well, how do you spell your last name again? I'd love to find you on Facebook. Let's connect there. Just be human. Be human. So if you're being stale, what I suggest you do is look at these things and start being human. And what's going to be a little tough is that if you've been stale and it's here the middle of November, it might be because of what you've been doing the past 3 months. Like, maybe you've been just stale and quiet and inactive for the past 3 months. And you're sitting here saying, okay, it's November. My upline told me I'm going to be making massive amounts of money and I'm not. My thing to you is, did you work it in the summer? Were you active? Were you human? Were you growing your network in the summer? Because if not, you're reaping those rewards or lack of rewards now. And my suggestion to you is to pick yourself back up. Network with people, be human, make sure that you're messaging people and commenting on their walls, finding that 20 minutes a day to really grow your network and to, you know, be in touch with those people, those new people especially. And then let's try it again. Okay, let's try it again for December. But keep being consistent and keep being active. If you're stale, try something new. Ask yourself, am I doing these things? Am I booking events? Am I networking? Am I offering the opportunity? Am I doing all of these things to help me grow? But really, so much of it comes down to, are you being active on your social media so people know who the heck you are? And are you growing your network? I'm telling you, if you are active on your social media in an uplifting, inspiring way, and you are growing your network, and you're sprinkling in little bits of unique here and there, you are going to become vibrant again. You're going to become, you know, active, and people are going to know that that makeup is part of your brand, but they're also going to know that you are a human being. So I hope that these have helped you. It has definitely helped me. As I said, I noticed I was not posting frequently online. I wasn't going live. This is a huge just thing about myself. I have not been happy with how I've been looking and I haven't been happy with my body. So I stopped going live. I stopped sharing things about myself just because I got in a Debbie Downer place. And this has just been happening over time. And you know what? My stuff has gone a little stale. My PRS has been stale. And I looked at it and I went, Mary, what's happened to you? You're not going live. You're not posting three times a day. You're not being you and you're not being happy about the things that you're happy about. It's not always about the sales. It's not always about growing the team. Like, what brings you joy? Share that online and connect with other people who find joy in the same things, because through that, it's naturally going to happen. So I hope that this was able to help you as well. Find your joy, share your joy, and I'm promising you, good things are going to come. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Minute with Mary podcast. You can connect with me on social media by searching that hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you're feeling stale too, reach out. Say, girl, I feel ya. And if you found something that worked, I want you to reach out. Girl, I feel ya. If you feel like this episode provided value in your effort to expand your dream business, please, please, please do me a favor. Leave me a review and rating in the podcast app that you're listening in. This is a great way for other people to find about the podcast, or you could also share it with a friend. Share it with your team. Word of mouth has been and will always be the best way that podcasts like mine are discovered. And if you would like to hear more of the podcasts that I produce along with this one, you can. They are not business related. I completely geek out, in case you can't tell that about me. I'm a geek, but I love it. You can learn more at maryandblake.com. As for now, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you get unstuck. I know you're going to get unstuck. It's mindset, guys. That's all it is. Listen to some audiobooks that are going to pump you up. Go on YouTube and listen to some positivity stuff. Like, allow yourself that day to say, I'm feeling a little stale, and then shake it off. Zhuzh up your Facebook. Go make some friends. Go celebrate the things you're excited about. Well, as for now, thank you so much for listening. Podcasting gets me excited, in case you guys can't tell. My name's Mary Larson. Go out there and unleash your confidence.